How to date during a pandemic. Meet at a rapid result testing site. Wait for the verdict in separate moaning cars in a blooming parking lot while smoothing out each other's anxiety over the phone. If you're both positive, hug her like she is your wife. If you are positive and she's not, cry and tell her not to worry. You have a super immune system, even though diabetes loves your family. If you are both negative, grin and hop out of the car. Don't tear away your mask. You haven't graced a barbershop in months, and your beard looks like an unruly Jamaican hill. When she drags her mask off, you notice she sports a hint of whisker. Her smile doesn't shine like her bruised gold chain. You note her Beyonce figure. She's rocking a blinding red sundress, though it's not sunny yet. Tell her red is your color. Instead of flowers, give her a bottle of hand sanitizer you made from the gallon you have at home. Drive in separate cars to a seedy beach boardwalk. Walk with the sun as it dies on foul water. If she's a nurse, don't bring up death or your mom in Canada, who's a nurse and gets tested twice a day. You know nurses in Connecticut don't get tested once a month. Say something romantic, like, look at those ducks on the water. I've been coming here for years and I've never seen them without each other. She will say, that's what I'm dying for. Say, me too. Watch the sky fail to hang on to its colors. She'll ask you if you live alone, and you'll say yes, even though you have a 400-pound roommate who doesn't leave his room and seems to only want to use the restroom when you're in it darkening your beard. Everything she says now boils down to whether you will come over or whether she can come over. It's clear she hasn't had sex in forever. She tells you she hasn't had sex in forever while sliding her fist down her hip. It turns you on, but you remember someone saying the test is 85% accurate. Birds sing or cry. She takes your hand as you move out on a pier. You want to run. You do not run. The water punches the shore. She says, life is even shorter now, and we need to do whatever we want to do before the world crashes. She laughs, a laugh with fear and the thrill of fear in it. She says she's not warm and puts her tropical arms around you. Also, she peels off your mask and puts her lips on you. You come alive like someone's blessing you with CPR, given to something more than debt.